Today, all the Hulkamaniacs are going to say their prayers and take their vitamins.
We're going live.
Nope. We'll do it live!
This is the Come On Man podcast. And here's your host, Paul Bauer.
Good morning, everybody. We are live. We're going to be winging it today. I don't have any show notes. I don't give a crap. This is going to be just a friendly discussion, you know, about doing drugs. Just kidding. We're only talking about supplements today. We're only going to talk about supplements. Every morning, sometimes you guys see me do it. Like, it depends on if I'm running late or not. But I always have like a pile of vitamins, you know, vitamins and supplements that I'm taking. And every morning I'm taking them. It's just like one at a time, just taking them. And the other day I'm sitting there pulling all my pill bottles out. And I was like, why don't I do an episode about this? Why don't I talk about all these different damn vitamins I'm taking? And as I get older, it seems like I'm taking more and more vitamins. There's a lot of guys that tune into the show that are like over 35, you know, because it's like, hey, there's a guy with a gray beard out there. I resonate with that guy. So I'm like, okay, let's talk about supplements. And then also, it almost seems to happen, I would say maybe monthly or every couple of months, the boys in Beer Club like to get together and compare notes about all the supplements they're taking and what supplements boost testosterone naturally. And, you know, that's the big one, right? Everyone wants to know how they can boost their testosterone naturally, because nobody wants to get on TRT, because they read Rich Cooper's book once, and Rich Cooper's book says, you know, if you get on TRT, you basically, your body stops producing it naturally, and you can't produce it on your own. So you're basically stuck on TRT. And everyone's like, oh God, that sounds terrible. What if I want to get off TRT? I asked Rich Cooper that one time. I'm like, yeah, I mean, that's the big thing holding me back. And he goes, yeah, but once you're on TRT, like, why would you ever want to get off? It's awesome. It's freaking awesome. So anyway, I figured, hey, let's just go through. I have like a whole pile of supplements here. We'll just go through these today and chat about them. And I just want to put this out there. This is not medical advice. All right. And I got to do that because some of you guys would sue me and be like, well, I heard from Paul, some random guy on the internet, that I should be taking these vitamins. I'm not telling you guys that you should be doing anything. Okay. I'm just telling you what I'm taking and why I want to take it. Do with that information that you will. Okay. Some of you guys out there are going to be like, I heard that vitamin or whatever is not effective at blah, blah, blah. That's okay too. You can say that in the comments. Some of you guys might be like, I heard that liquid gels are better than whatever. That's fine. Or powder forms are better than gel cap, whatever. Okay. If you guys have an opinion, share it. I'm not opposed to someone telling me that this stuff doesn't work, you know. Speaking of which, we had a beer club brother who just went to an endocrinologist, and the endocrinologist was like, yeah, I don't want to put you on TRT, basically, right? And so he was asking the doctor all these questions about supplements and stuff, and the doctor's like, you know, there are no studies that prove the effectiveness of blah 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 supplements. Well, I'll tell you what, doctors don't get paid if you improve your health without them. Okay. Doctors don't get paid. They get kickbacks from big pharma. So they don't want you using natural things to improve your health, because they like writing prescriptions, and that's all they know how to do. And so you can only take what they're saying with a grain of salt half the time, I think, you know. And it's sad. It's sad that that's where we're at in this country, where doctors are ran by pharmaceutical companies and insurance companies, you know, and they can't just practice good medicine. There are some good doctors out there though, right? Not all doctors are trash, just like not all women are trash, right? I had a couple of months ago, you guys need to go check out this interview. I had Dr. Tracy Gapin. I think it's Gapin. I had Dr. Tracy Gapin on, and we talked about all this stuff. We talked about supplements. We talked about diets. We talked about getting on hormone replacement therapy and stuff like that. Phenomenal episode. And we also talked about how in the medical profession, they don't like prescribing this stuff, right? Testosterone, for instance, has been labeled as this toxic hormone. Well, I got to fix this here. There we go. Don't want my cats showing up in the background, clawing at the window. I had to adjust my camera because I got a new chair, and my new chair is a little bit higher. So you guys like the new chair? Man, this chair is way more comfortable than my old chair. I had an old gaming chair, and there was no ass cushion. Oh, man, we're not at the 8-minute mark. Guys, send super chats. There was no cushion, right? So I had to go buy a third-party cushion, and half the time that cushion would come out. And then my cats, like, tore up the back of it and everything. I'm afraid that the cats are going to tear up this one, too. It's inevitable. Can't have nice things when you have cats or children. Okay, that's just how it is. Okay, so before I start showing some of these supplements, guys, do be sure to like, subscribe, hit those notifications, please. And guys, please sound off in the live chat today. That will help this go by much smoother. It'll be more fun too, because I do want this to be more of a discussion than me just being like, hey, it's show and tell. It's vitamin show and tell today. And guys, please support the show by sending super chats. I just got a notification from Facebook that they're temporarily demonetizing me. I somehow pissed somebody off. So I'm not getting paid from Facebook anymore. So guys, do support the show by coming on over to YouTube and sending a couple of ducats in super chat money. That'll help. All right, it's light in the show today. We've got Nurse Chick in the house. Good morning, chat. Happy hump day. And we've got AJ from Arm Details. He says, hit like and subscribe on the way in, or you're a beta with a partner. guys. Okay, so the first supplement I got here, I got from this guy at the gym. I believe his name is Glenn Lawrence. I've got this stuff. It's called Tren. It's the best vitamin out there for building muscle mass, I hear. Yeah, so I definitely get on the trend. I'm just kidding with that. I thought that would be funny. Maybe that's not that funny. I will say this though. Okay. So in all seriousness, I recommend, especially if you're on like a ketogenic diet or a carnivore diet. So I was on carnivore when I was getting ready for Tough Mudder, and I was really trying to cut weight, right? Because I was talking with Jack Napier. And Jack Napier, if you guys don't know, he's a fellow Rule Zero panelist. He's a certified personal trainer. And so I told him I was getting ready to do Tough Mudder, which is all body weight type exercises, right? It's all, you know, swinging on rings and climbing over walls and crawling through mud and all that kind of stuff. And so he goes, you know, he's like, try to cut weight and you'll do better, because if your body weighs less, it'll be less to lift up. So I was like, okay. So I was on top of all the body weight exercises and physical endurance and stuff that I was working on. I was also trying to cut weight by doing carnivore diet, and the carnivore diet really caused me to have a severe mineral deficiency. Okay. I was really lacking in magnesium. I was lacking in zinc. I was lacking in copper, right? Well, losing all those minerals really caused my testosterone levels to plummet, right? Like bad, like really bad. So I'm not a big fan of the carnivore diet, but if you are going to do one of those things, definitely take, you know, some kind of multivitamin that has all those in it, right? So I take a multivitamin every day, and I don't have any, none of these are, I'm not sponsored by anybody. Okay. So like this one is like the Walmart brand, one a day. Typically I you'll see here, there's a pattern. There's a particular vitamin company I like, and I like to use their multivitamin more, but they're sold out of it. And it's a particular house brand from All Star Health, who again is not paying me, but I just like buying All Star Health supplements. They're affordable. They get here quickly, and they have a huge selection online. And so I usually go through them, and they have a product, like a house brand called Body Strong. And so they have a men's multivitamin that I prefer. They're just all out of it right now. So I just, I'm slumming it. I'm slumming it with the Walmart brand. But man, this has pretty much everything you need, right? It's got vitamin A, C, D, E, K, thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, different vitamin Bs. You got your folate, you got biotin, you've got calcium, iodine, magnesium, which I said before, right? Magnesium, zinc, selenium, copper, manganese, chromium, all the stuff that you need on a daily basis, right? One thing I will say, it's best if you can get your nutrients from real foods, right? Real foods is where it's at, but most of us aren't getting everything that we need on a daily basis, right? So I do recommend some kind of multivitamin, right? That's what I do recommend that. So if you have a particular brand you like, cool, go with that, AJ's in the house. What's going on, my man? He's in England right now. We have Omega Hashira. Good morning. We have CW in the house. Good morning. So that's the first one, right? I like to be on some kind of multivitamin. I take one of those a day. Okay, what's next? I take one of these, or actually take a couple of these a day, and it's a body burner, right? Ultimate fat burner. Now I'll tell you something about fat burners. Okay. We're after the 8-minute mark. If you're a fat piece of shit and you think that you're going to take these and then sit on the couch and play video games and lose weight, that's not how this works. Okay. It don't work that way. All right. It doesn't just burn fat while you're playing video games. Okay. You actually still need to work out when you're using these things. And, what it really does, right? It's supposed to be like work with a thermogenic process, right? It's got different ingredients in this that are supposed to have a thermogenic effect, right? And what I mean by thermogenic is in order for your body to process it, it causes you to burn more calories to process it, right? It's not by itself, it's not going to burn enough calories to do anything. By itself, right? You have to be working out. And really what it's doing, in my opinion, why I like taking these is it's giving you an extra boost of energy, right? So it's got green tea extract, it's got green coffee bean, it's got taurine, it's got caffeine, something or another. It's got a bunch of stuff that basically boost your energy levels, right? Like caffeine. I know there's a pro wrestler that I follow. What is his name? I'm trying to think of Castagnoli, Claudio Castagnoli. He's in AEW, and he doesn't do pre-workouts or anything before working out. He just drinks coffee, right? Because it's got caffeine in it, and that caffeine gives him like a boost of energy, right? And that's what a lot of your pre-workouts do. It just gives you a burst of energy. Well, like that's all these fat burners really do for the most part. But yeah, I take these. Nurse chick, she's got, hey, babe, if you're listening still, if you haven't ran off to go, put a pillow over somebody's face, just kidding. She's not, she doesn't do that. I'm just joking around. She is a hospice nurse though. Nurse Chick, what's the brand of your thermogenic fat burner? She got this fat burner from her trainer, her old trainer. She's got a new trainer now. She's getting ready for a fitness competition in Utah in August. And she takes this fat burner that her previous trainer swore by. And they really believe in it, especially for when it comes to cutting. So New Dawn Nutrition, she says. Thank you, babe. New Dawn Nutrition. She takes that fat burner and PermaShred. Here we go. PermaShred. So that's what they recommend. And that's from her fitness trainer, bodybuilder, her previous coach. And they swore by it to get cut down for competition. So if you guys are looking for a fat burner, might try that one. I like this one though. again, this is by that Body Strong company that I like, right? Anyway, again, they're not paying me. What else do we got here, guys? Oh, we just did two. Let's do some housekeeping. Guys, follow me on social media. The links are in the description. I'm on all the good ones. Get on the email list, list.comeonmanpod.com. I'll send you some free stickers like this one. Girl, you know I'm a bad boy. If you don't want stickers, just put don't want stickers in the address field and I won't waste time on you. I won't waste a stamp on you, rather. But you can get 20 dating app openers that are guaranteed to capture a woman's attention in the first 7 words. You also get a free copy of my book, Everything I Wish I Knew When I Was 18, which is available in Kindle edition. If you guys have a Kindle Unlimited subscription, get the book, right? You can get it in paperback and hardcover, and it's also available on Audible. If you guys have a credit this month for your Audible subscription, consider getting my book, okay? And then, guys, for the entire month of May, my dating course is 50% off if you have been living under a rock. Let me play a commercial for that, and then we'll get back to talking about these supplements. 70% of relationships start online nowadays. But you're tired of being stuck in the dating app dead end. Swipe after swipe, and all you get is ghosted or worse, bot matches. Problem isn't you. It's that most dating apps are designed to favor the top 20% of guys. And if your profile isn't up to par, you're just another swipe left. The solution? No cold approach in the cow pasture. While the course may have a funny name, it will show you how to optimize your dating profile. It will show you how to take perfect photos and write bios that get you noticed. You'll also learn how to spot and avoid bots, catfish, and time wasters. I originally designed this course for
guys who live in rural flyover country, where the opportunity to meet women organically in person just isn't possible, or your options are severely limited.
But this course will work for guys in big cities too. In fact, it'll work better for guys that live in big cities because you have way more options than guys that live out in rural areas. Wherever you are, no cold approach in the cow pasture will help you meet high quality women in your area. It will help you to close for more dates than you ever thought possible. Because not only do I teach you how to optimize your online dating profile on dating apps, the real secret sauce is I show you how to meet women on Facebook and Instagram, and how to slide into their DMs using a virtual cold approach method using video messages. Ready to be a part of the top 20%? Don't miss your chance. Visit dates.comeonmanpod.com. That's dates.comeonmanpod.com to sign up now. And for the entire month of May, take 50% off with code MAY50 at checkout. Yeah, save 50%, guys. Do take advantage of that because at the end of the month, it's going to go back to being full price. Where we want. Oh, yes. Thanks. Like, subscribe, hit those notifications. I didn't mean to hit that. Okay. Nurse Chick said that her perma shred is for the natural folks. That's right. Cause she's a INBA, PNBA competitor, and they're natty. They're natty. Thomas Howard from Facebook says nitrous oxide or nitric oxide. Nitrous oxide, like the cars, right? Like NOS, bro. Nitric oxide. So you take that, you recommend that. That's for increased blood flow and reduced blood pressure. I just looked that up. Okay, cool. Gotta hide this. There we go. And okay, so let's get back into this. So for some of you guys, some of you guys know this. I am on TRT. That's not a supplement. That's a hormone replacement. I am on TRT. Because like I said before, when I was getting ready for Tough Mudder, I went carnivore. My T levels crashed like below the normal levels. It was bad. It was like in the 200s range. That's bad. And so I went to a company called Male Excel. I'm not sponsored by them. They're an online, you know, kind of like Hims or whatever. And I went to them and they sent me a blood test and they're like, man, your levels are low. And so one of the things they also said was low was my DHEA levels. So they told me, okay, we're giving you TRT. They also put me on this thyroid supplement stuff. And then they said, we want you to take DHEA, right? DHEA is, I'm not an expert on this, any of this stuff. If you guys know better, cool. But DHEA is supposed to be one of those like precursor hormones to help boost testosterone production. But your body also produces this naturally. But they're like, yeah, your DHEA levels are also low. So take one of these a day. So again, this is that Body Strong company, right? Body Strong that I get from All Star Health. I think it's their house brand. I've never seen it anywhere else. But I take one of these a day, you know, for that. Because they told me to. Lately, I'm almost 45. I'm an old bastard. I've noticed that my joints aren't as supple as they used to be. Now it's funny. I'm a runner, right? I run long distances. I got a question here. AJ asks, what age did I get on TRT? It was just like a year ago, like beginning of last year. I was 42. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 43. Yeah. 43. Math. 43 is what age I got on TRT. Some of you guys out there are like in your 20s looking into getting on TRT. Like, don't. I don't think you shouldn't need it. You shouldn't need it at 22, man. If your T levels are low as hell in your 20s, man, there's something off it. You need to like lose some weight. You need to hit the gym. You know, you need to change your diet up. But your body should be able to produce that naturally better, right? But as we get older, you know, those T levels start to drop. And then, you know, we also have all these things in our environment that have been causing our T levels to drop over the last, you know, 30 or 40 years. Omega in the chat there said that he was telling me the other day, maybe it was yesterday, that a doctor had told him that they didn't have a way to measure T levels until the 70s. So the claims that, you know, people in the 40s had higher testosterone levels, they have no real way of knowing that for sure, apparently, but whatever. We do know that T levels have been dropping though, you know. And the government solution to that is to, instead of trying to figure out what's causing T levels to drop, is to just lower the normal range of, and it's like when someone says, hey, you're in the normal range because your T levels are like, you know, 400. It's like, yeah, it's normal range for like a 7-year-old dude, man. Like if you're in your 20s or 30s, like you should be closer to 1,000, you know, that's optimal. So don't let these doctors tell you otherwise, right? That's what, like, when I went to Male Excel, that's what they said. They're like, we want to get you into like the optimal range, and they're like, for us, that's a thousand's optimal. And since I've been on TRT, I feel like a 20-year-old again. You know, it's a goddamn miracle, right? It's a goddamn miracle drug. Oh, yes. Oh, we're going to get into this, Professor Max. He says men need 40,000 IUs of D3. We'll get into that. We'll get that. We'll get into older men benefit a lot from just basic creatine. We'll get into that. God damn, you're skipping ahead. So what I was getting at is in my older age here, before AJ asked the question, I started noticing that my joints aren't as supple. Now, I run a lot. And a lot of guys don't want to run because they're like, my knees hurt when I run. Well, my knees don't hurt when I run, right? My knees are fine. A lot of that is shoes, like shoe choice, picking a good shoe that has a lot of cushion. I just switched to Nike Zooms. God damn, those are the best running shoes I've ever had. But when I go do leg day, I've been doing calisthenic workouts. I have a calisthenic app that I follow. And when I go do leg day, they have me do these like these different lunges. I've noticed that like my right knee is popping a lot. And I'm like, God, and it hurts, right? It hurts. It doesn't hurt when I run, but when I'm bending that knee in those lunge things, they're popping a lot. Well, my old girl over here, my professional podcasting dog over here, she's old too. She's what the vet refers to as a geriatric. I started giving her a joint supplement called Duralactin, and because my mom gives it to her old dogs, and that she swears by it. So I started giving my dog Duralactin because I noticed her hips hurt, right? She favors her hips a lot, and she has a hard time getting up and stuff. So I started giving her Duralactin, and I started thinking, well, Jesus Christ, maybe I need some Duralactin for humans, right? So I went and found a joint supplement that I just started taking. I just started taking this last week. I have noticed it did take a couple of days to kick in, but I have noticed a significant difference. And with a lot of these supplements, that's what you're really looking for. Do you notice a difference? Do you physically notice a difference when you're taking one supplement versus another supplement? Because if you're not, you probably don't need to take that supplement, right? So a lot of it's bro science, because they're like, there's no scientific study that shows the effectiveness of blah. It's like, because no one wants to pay for that study, because big pharma pays for studies, right? And big pharma doesn't want you taking fucking vitamins. They want you taking whatever drug that they're pushing that has a million different side effects, right? So I started taking this. It's a joint support pill. I found it on Amazon, right? Arezzo Nutrition. It had good reviews. Nobody's paying me for any of these. But what this gives you is 1,500 milligrams of glucosamine, 1,200 milligrams of chondroitin, and 1,000 milligrams of MSM. And it's supposed to help with your joints, right? And so I have noticed a difference in how my knees feel. And how I feel like when I get up and walk around and stuff like that after I've been running for a day, like this has improved it in just 1 week. So I recommend that if you're having problems with joints and stuff like that, check out some kind of joint supplement. Okay. Definitely recommend that. This is probably gonna be a short episode today, you know, because like I said, I don't have any show notes. Sorry, I love my supplements. Well, good. It seems like it's a very popular topic, right? Like a lot of people like swapping notes about what supplements they're taking. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's talk about it. But let's talk about what you were saying here. So, there's a video I wanted to share. Let me see if I can get it here. I had it. I sent it in the group chat on Beer Club. So I was going to share that today anyway. So let's grab it from Telegram and see if we could share that here. Let's see here. It is about vitamin D3. And this is what I heard, where I heard about that as well. Cause D3 is supposed to boost testosterone naturally. Okay. So this guy, let me mute this real quick. All right, because in order to download something from Telegram, I have to play it, and then it's gonna make a bunch of noise here. Let me share a video file. Let's see, Telegram desktop. Let's see if it'll play.
This is not medical advice as usual, just an opinion and personal experience. So after taking steroids in my 20s and doing the bodybuilding thing, I paid the price in my 30s when I came off the supplements. Nobody tells you about how fun that is. My levels went from like 1500 to 180, and I felt like an 80-year-old man right when I hit my 30s. So that's not awesome. So if you're in your early 20s or 30s and you're thinking about doing gear, think about the consequences 10 years down the road. So long story short, the levels came back over time naturally, and I'm trying to get over 1,000. So last blood work, July 2021, was 950 total testosterone, and I was mega dosing vitamin D, like 24,000 international units a day. So six of those a day, and I thought that was a ton. I was able to get up to 67 vitamin D, 25 hydroxy at 67. And I got off of it thinking that was too much vitamin D and I was gonna do something negative to the liver. And I'm just trying to mess around with this and figure it out because there's not a lot of research on this. So I got off of it. I backed off to like 4,000 international units a day. Look what happened to the vitamin D. Vitamin D fell to 29, that's low. Optimal levels are 70 nanograms per milliliter, between 70 and 100. And there's a direct correlation between vitamin D levels and testosterone production, endogenous testosterone production, because The anterior pituitary needs the vitamin D3 in order to signal the whole HPTA to work properly. And that's the hypothalamic pituitary testicular or ovarian axis. Vitamin D3 is more of a prohormone than a vitamin anyway. So the thing is when the levels drop to 29, testosterone dropped almost 100 points. 100 points to 860. And so this is new blood work. This is 29 vitamin D, 25 hydroxy at 29. And so now I'm going to up the vitamin D3 consumption to 40,000 international units a day. And the goal is to break 1,000 total testosterone. So I'll keep you guys updated on that. When I wrote the book, I was only taking 24,000 units, international units a day. And I thought that that was high. And I had never talked to anybody that had taken more than that. There's some research out there that says you can take upwards of 50,000 international units daily on PubMed. And there's just a lot of conflicting information out there. So I had a full liver panel. The liver's perfect. Everything's perfect. Cholesterol, everything is great. HDLs are super high. Even LDLs are slightly elevated, but that's necessary for the endocrine system. And cholesterol is a key component to the endocrine system. So I'll keep you guys updated, but I wanted to give you an update on the search for 1,000 total test natural.
Yeah. So that was that guy, that particular video looks like it originally came out in 2022. I saw that on TikTok and I was like, that's crazy, because I was always told that if you take too much vitamin D, it gets stored in your fat and like it could cause problems. And that's true. But and so what the recommended dosage for D3 is, right, with your standard D3 medication is one soft gel a day, which is only 5,000 IU. And he is taking up to 40,000 IU a day, right? So I was like, oh, that's surprising. I've noticed since that guy put his video out, a lot of gym bros, and I love gym bro science. I'll tell you what, gym bro science is very much like red pill, because red pill, there's no studies. There's not a lot of studies on the stuff that we talk about in red pill. It's just guys swapping notes about their experience. And what a lot of guys, what does Ryan Stone call it? He's like, it's like cultural anthropology, right? Everyone's sharing their experience and they'll find out that everyone has the similar experience, right? So that means that there's the whammen act a certain way in general. And, we've been doing this. We've been swapping notes for 20 years, right? Well, gym bros, they've been, you know, like swapping notes since the 60s and stuff like that. Like the old bodybuilders, they've been swapping notes about all this kind of stuff, right? And they'll just try something out. Like this gym bro right here was, he's like, I'm just trying this out, trying to get my testosterone up naturally. And his blood work shows that he's able to boost his testosterone to optimal levels with like 1,000 total T just by taking more of these than he's supposed to. Yes. See, I was told Monday too much D3 could lead to kidney stones. Yeah. See, it's like these doctors don't want you doing this kind of shit, right? They want you subservient to big pharma. So a lot of doctors are on the take. It's fucking sad, right? If there are good doctors out there, like I said before, if you guys, A couple months ago, I had Dr. Tracy Gappin on the show. Guy was a wealth of knowledge, right? And he was like, it's a shame what's going on with the medical industry, because the doctors don't want to prescribe this stuff. My doctor, I hate my fucking doctor, right? I have a primary care physician and I have to go see him twice a year. I have to go up there to get an allergy shot. I got to argue with them about my fucking allergy shot. But they give it to me anyway, right? Because I don't take any shit. And I'm like, it's my fucking body. Give me my fucking shit or I'll go somewhere else. Fuck off. And so I'm a dick. I'm a fucking dick when I go talk to my doctor. Well, a couple of years ago. So I've been on keto for a long time, right? If you're on a ketogenic diet, right? And that includes... carnivore. That's a ketogenic type diet. Your body becomes fat efficient. Okay. If you guys, a great person to follow an expert on that is Dr. Sean Baker, right? Dr. Sean Baker has been doing, I think, carnivore for like 30 fucking years or something like that. Guy's written all the books about it and stuff like that. And the thing is when you're on a ketogenic diet, your body becomes fat efficient because you stop burning carbohydrates as fuel and you start burning fat as fuel. Okay. And so you're going to have a lot of ketones in your system and stuff like that. But another thing that's going to happen is your LDL cholesterol is going to go up because you're eating a lot of fat. All right. You're eating a lot of fat and cholesterol. Now, if you're on the standard American diet where, you know, you're eating, you know, French fries and potatoes and fucking shitloads of bread and cereal and stuff like that, having high LDL is a marker for possible health issues, right? And heart problems. Okay. But if your body is fat efficient, your LDL levels are going to be high. Okay. So then what Dr. Sean Baker says is that high LDL is not a good marker for health at that point because your body is fat efficient. So he says a better marker for that is your triglyceride levels. Okay. So if your triglyceride levels are healthy, then you don't have to worry. You don't worry about the LDL being high. Well, my LDL is high because I've been on a ketogenic diet for a long time. My doctor fucking hates it. He wants to put me on a statin drug, and I'm like, no, I'll pass. Thank you. And he's like, I really think you should consider. Actually, he doesn't have the balls to tell me that. He goes and has his fucking, you know, nurse's assistant tell me that. And I go, no, I'm not doing it. She's like, because they don't know, they've never had someone fucking push back on them. So she goes, well, let me talk to the doctor. So she puts me on hold, goes talk to the doctor. He really wants you to reconsider. And I'm like, I'm not going to, but thank you. I appreciate your concern. And so the last time I was in the office, he brought it up, you know, and I said, what are my triglyceride levels look like? And he goes, oh, those are great. And I go, yeah, I'm not too worried about it. And I told him about what Dr. Sean Baker said. And he's like, I don't know about this stuff. And it's like, because he only knows how to fucking push statin drugs, right? So I'm like, well, if I die, I die, okay? But fuck off. It's my choice, okay? My body, my choice. So that's that. Sometimes your doctors aren't right. And sometimes you got to just trust the bro science. But yeah, so, you know, according to that guy, that video I just showed, if you take more than these than you're supposed to, right? that could potentially up your testosterone naturally, right? And so what I would recommend, if you guys go to directlabs.com, okay, I'm not sponsored by these guys, go to directlabs.com. I learned about this from one of my beer club guys, right? Guys, get in the fucking beer club. In fact, let's just say that real quick. Let's plug the beer club. Guys, get in the fucking beer club. Beer.comeonmanpod.com. It's a great place to swap notes with men, okay? There's no whamming allowed. Our next meetup is May 23rd. One of the guys at Beer Club told me about directlabs.com. Well, you don't have to go to your fucking doctor to get blood work done, okay? Go to Direct Labs. They have a ton of panels that you can order yourself, all right? And you can get your testosterone and free testosterone checked. And I think the cost for the lab is $63. And what they'll do is they'll send, if you live close to a Quest Diagnostic Center, they'll send your labs to Quest Diagnostics, or they'll send the order to Quest Diagnostics. You go down there. Quest Diagnostics is usually in like a Safeway or a supermarket. And you go down there and you have your blood drawn. They send that off to the lab. You'll get your results in like 2 days. And it's pretty fucking awesome, right? If you don't live anywhere near a Quest Diagnostics, they have like home kits that they'll send you, and you like prick your finger and put it on like a blood panel and then mail it off. But either way, you can order your own blood, you can get your own results back, and it's relatively inexpensive, right? Like I said, the testosterone panel is like $63. So do that, right? So if you're going to try this out, this is not medical advice. This is just bro science advice, right? But go order a blood panel, see where you're at, okay? And then for like 90 days, take, you know, 6 to 8 pills of this a day, right? Maybe 3 or 4 in the morning, 3 and 4 at night, right? And then after 90 days, get your blood checked again. Because guess what your doctor's going to do? Your doctor's going to take a base blood sample, and then they're going to put you on a fucking, you know, program. And then they're going to take your blood sample again later, and then they're going to compare the two. It's called science, right? You don't need a, you don't need your fucking doctor and shit like that to do this kind of stuff, okay? But Paul, that's not safe. There's no study. Fuck the studies, okay? Do your own fucking study. How do you think they do the studies, right? They get people to volunteer, and then they run the, they do this kind of shit, right? They take blood samples, they run it for a certain period of time, and then they take blood samples again, and then they have stats, okay? Fuck God. Ooh, okay. So we're talking about testosterone and shit. There's natural supplements out there that are supposed to boost testosterone. Now, a lot of these, they'll say don't, right? I don't know, but I'll tell you what, this shit right here, guys, this shit right here, Body Strong's libido support for men. This stuff is fucking rad. Okay. This stuff is rad. Now, what they'll say is take two capsules. Two capsules is the recommended dosage, right? Well, what I've found with this is if I take two capsules in the morning and two capsules in the evening, dude, I am like a fucking horny 18-year-old. If you're a little bit older, your libido level's dropping, you're a little bit worried about that, you're worried about blood flow, right? Check this shit out, okay? This shit, what I'll tell you what's in it too, right? It's got niacin. Niacin's good for blood flow. It's got zinc. It's got B12. You know how James Bond used to always eat, oysters, right? Oysters supposed to be a natural aphrodisiac. That's because it's got zinc in it, right? It's got a shitload of zinc. So that helps get your dick up, right? This has tribulus terrestris in it, which is supposed to be a natural testosterone booster. It's got maca in it, which is a testosterone booster. It's got yohimbe extract. Let's see here. It's hard to see in this light. It's got horny goat weed in it. It's got all kinds of shit, right? All kinds of stuff that are supposed to be natural testosterone boosters. But I'll tell you what, man, you take two of these in the morning, you take two of these in the evening, and you're going to be knocking over fucking lamps and shit, right? Your dick's going to be so fucking hard, you can ram it through the goddamn wall, okay? If you could probably ram it through a car door if you really wanted to. This stuff's fucking awesome, okay? The other night, a nurse chick and I went for like four rounds back to back. It was fucking crazy. We were up until like 3 in the morning. Like a fucking 20-year-old teenager. I swear to God, check that stuff out. I get that at All Star Health, right? It's called, again, because this is what you guys are here for, right? It's called Body Strong Libido Support for Men. It's fucking awesome. Fucking awesome. What else we got here? If you guys are worried about the COVID, I don't take this on a daily basis, but if I notice I'm starting to get some like cold symptoms, or if I'm, you know, I'm starting to come down with like flu-like symptoms, I take stuff like this, right? And this is a good one, right? This is immune 24-hour support. This has vitamin C, vitamin D3, and zinc. Those three are very effective against COVID, right? But Paul, didn't you take the jab? No, I didn't take the fucking jab. I just take my vitamins, okay? Treat it like a fucking cold. Treat it like a fucking flu. And I didn't die. I'm all right, okay? Can I plug some of these in Beer Club chat after the show? I guess so. Or you can just watch again. God damn it, Omega. Just watch the fucking show again. Nurse chick says, 'twas glorious. Yes. It was Matt. Brother Matt. This is my 3% brother, Matt. He goes, if your libido is shit, you're not legit. Oh God, what's to say? Let's see here. But he says, AJ says, for a cut and stitches, US dollars, $60,000. Thank you. UK, 1 year wait time. Canada, have you thought about assisted self-deletion? Oh God, dude. All these libs want to talk about free healthcare, right? Free government healthcare. I got a friend. He's one of my 3% brothers. I'm not going to name his name, though. He's been on the podcast before, though. I've got a few 3% brothers in England, by the way. But I got a friend in England. And actually, I think all my 3% brothers from England have been on the show at one point. But I've got one, and he's basically blind in one eye. Because he's got like, a detached retina or problem with his fucking cornea or something like that, right? It could be fixed with surgery, but the wait time to get on the list to have that surgery in England is like over a year. And if he goes to the doctor to say, hey, I need this surgery because I'm blind in my left eye, they're going to take his driver's license away for a year. And he's like, I can't afford that because I got to fucking work. So he just lives without being able to see in his one eye because of government healthcare. Now, in England, that you can pay for premium healthcare and get ahead of the line privileges, right? But he can't afford that. So he's on the government free healthcare, which is supposed to be fucking awesome, right? Well, because it's a government healthcare, it's a year long wait, and he can't do it because he can't take time off work. Like, what a fucking catch 22, man. Fucking medical industry is bullshit, dude. Actually, you know what? I will, Omega, I will mention it in Beer Club chat. I'm not going to go through all these though in the chat. So just ask me which ones you want more information about, and I'll drop links in the Beer Club chat for those. Okay. All right. What's next here? Oh, this is a good one. I'm not taking this right now because right now I'm doing a lot of calisthenic exercises, right? So I'm doing a lot of body weight exercises. So I don't really feel the need to use this stuff. But I like using this stuff when I'm lifting heavy. Like if I want to, like if I get bored, this is how I work out. I will do certain things until I'm bored with it. And then I'll change things up because I made a promise to myself years ago that I'm going to work out Monday through Friday, no matter what. Well, sometimes like working out gets boring, right? Like I think it does. So I'm like, fuck, I can't deal with this anymore. This is so boring. But I made a promise to myself. So what I'll do to keep me engaged is I'll just change up my exercises. So right now I'm doing a bunch of calisthenics. I'm enjoying that. But when I'm lifting heavy and I'm going to the gym and lifting heavier weights, I like to take creatine. All right. So this is another one is Body Strong. Now these ones are creatine tablets. They're pills, right? They're, you take a couple of these. I prefer the tablets just because of convenience. You know, they make creatine powders that you can drink. I don't like drinking so fucking much. Otherwise I got to piss a lot. Right. So I prefer the tablets. Cause I just, you know, with my other morning supplements. Now some say the tablets aren't as effective as powders. I don't know. They seem to work okay, but that's just me. But creatine's good, right? Because if you are doing a lot of heavy lifting and stuff like that, it's like an extra fuel tank for your muscles. It makes your muscles more full. Right. So it actually almost like inflates the muscles because it puts a lot of like water. It hydrates, right? It's monohydrate. So it hydrates the muscles and makes the muscles look fuller, right? So that's another thing it does. But it's also like a fuel tank for your muscles, right? And it helps with recovery. Yeah. Lee says creatine's great for getting big. It is. Yeah. And Matt says creatine retains water in your muscles, so you look bigger. If you're trying to cut, you shouldn't use creatine. Yeah. So, and like I said, I'm just doing body weight exercises, so I don't have a need for it. So I haven't been taking that. Next. So, but you know, I first learned about creatine when I was in the military, and there's a lot of buff dudes in the Navy, right? It's like prison. Right. But living on a fucking U.S. warship, it's a lot like prison. It's a 500 foot prison. And when you're out to sea, there's nowhere to go. So it's a lot like prison. So what do you do when you're in prison? You work out a lot, right? So there's a lot of guys on the ship that are fucking jacked, and they swear by like creatine and protein, right? So in the Navy, that's when I started, you know, lifting a little bit heavier in the Navy. That's what I would take. So I do that. Now, a lot of people, if you're bulking up, the rule of thumb is 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight you want to be at, right? So let's say you are 180 pounds and you're trying to put on so much, you want to get it to 215 pounds of muscle. They recommend you eat 215 grams of protein a day, which is a fuck ton of protein, right? That's a lot of protein. If you ever try it, it's fucking hard to eat that much protein in a day. So that's where supplements come in, right? That's where supplements are handy, because you can add that much protein quicker. So so that's what they say, right? But in reality, and I was telling this to one of my clients, because he was asking me about like how much, he's like, are you worried about how much protein you're getting? I'm like, no, I really don't. A lot of that whole thing, oh, you gotta have 1 gram of protein per whatever. It's like your body's shitting out most of that. You're not using most of that. And if you're not lifting heavy, you're worried about the wrong things. You know what I mean? Like if you're just doing calisthenics and stuff like that, like eating a fuck ton of protein, you're shitting out most of it, right? So a lot of people have an overemphasis on how much protein they're eating. You really don't need that much. But that being said, I like this, right? I was doing intermittent fasting here like recently. I have a hard time. I struggle with intermittent fasting because I just feel like I'm starving all fucking day. I don't like feeling like I'm starving all day. That's kind of why I like the ketogenic diet in general, because it when I do eat, it keeps me feeling fuller longer. But what really made me lose a lot of weight when I was heavy, right? When I first got divorced, I was 230 pounds and I was doing basically the Slim Fast diet, right? Which is a shake for lunch. You're supposed to do a shake for breakfast, shake for lunch, and then a sensible dinner. But I would skip breakfast because they say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. That's bullshit. That's just to sell more eggs. It's more to sell more cereals and sell more eggs. You don't really need breakfast. But I would drink a shake for lunch and then have dinner, right? That cut my calories down. So I found Nurse Chick was drinking these shakes. I like these better than the I was buying keto shakes. I found that these have the same amount of carbs in them, like net carbs in them, that the keto shakes did. And these just taste better. They just have way more protein in them, right? So I drank these Premier protein shakes. Now this one is Cake Batter Delight, because I'm a basic white girl when it comes to my protein powders. So I got this cake batter shit, right? And I mixed this with a scoop of this, right? And this is a Body Strong's whey protein isolate. And isolate has less carbs and shit in it than regular whey protein. It's also, you know, more pure. And the reason why I mix this in is like that. So that protein shake, the cake batter, is already 30 grams of protein. And then an extra scoop of this is it's really just to add more filling for me. So I feel fuller longer, right? But I guarantee I'm shitting out most of this protein. And this is another 27 grams of protein. So I'm eating almost 60 grams of protein for lunch. I guarantee I'm shitting out most of it. Ladies, avert your ears. You guys don't do that. You girls glisten out their they don't poop. So, but that's what I like to do that for lunch. It makes me feel fuller longer. And then, you know, I eat dinner and then I don't feel like I'm starving all day, right? AJ says, do you drink your shake while wearing Uggs? Yeah. You know what though? I had Nurse Chick originally introduced me to that stuff because they have pumpkin spice flavored fucking protein shakes. And I'm like, oh, they got pumpkin spice? Fuck yeah. CW says, I drink the chocolate version of Premier Protein and good stuff. Yeah. AJ also says that submarines are worse because it's the same, but 400 feet below with no sun. Yeah, dude, I don't know. I couldn't do the submarine thing. That just does not sound fun to me. Rich Piana always preached, if you want to get big, eat real food. Yeah, but Rich Piana also was really on the gas and died of a heart attack when he was like 35 or something. So I don't know. He was pretty fucking big though, right? Nurse Chick says Fruity Pebbles flavor for the win. Yeah. Dude, some of these protein shakes are fucking good. There's one that they have lots of like cereal flavor proteins out there. So fucking good. But they get old too, you know? Like if you buy the 5-gallon tub of it, it lasts forever. And then it's just like, oh, Fruity Pebbles flavor again. God damn. I don't know. Now the body strong protein, it's really affordable. And but they only come in strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla. Unfortunately, you got to spend a lot of money to get the really flavored protein. Fucking sucks. There it is. Lee says chicks don't poop; they turn their waste into drama. Fuck yeah, Lee. When are you? You said you're gonna. You got a gig up in Chicago. When's that? When's your gig up in Chicago, man? Lee's a stand-up comic. Who's also trained in pro wrestling. It's funny. He's a funny dude. I like him. what's this guy? Guitars and Adam says you can use creatine during a cut. It's not caloric. It'll help you get a pump when you're running on low or zero carbs. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's good. It's good. Like I said, it's like an extra fuel tank. I don't feel the need to do it, but you know, it doesn't hurt. It's good for endurance athletes. They recommend creatine for runners and shit too, you know. Creatine is it's probably one of the most studied supplements out there, you know. But so anyway, that's supplements, guys. I hope you guys like this episode. It's kind of off the cuff for the most part. But yeah, I mentioned earlier, get in Beer Club, right? Beer Club, it's a good place to chat about this kind of stuff. It's swap notes, it's see what other guys are doing and see what might work for you, you know. Because like I said before, doctors are, when you talk to doctors about this, and they always say it, right? Because you have to say it, because we live in a litigious society, right? They're like, always consult your doctor about whatever before taking this stuff. It's like they have to say that. And then you go talk to your doctor and they're like, there's no studies that show that. And so your doctor won't recommend that, but they will put you on a fucking statin drug, which has a million other side effects. And then those side effects also have drugs associated with them, which also have side effects. Next thing you know, you got all these fucking medical problems. And it's because you're taking all these drugs that your doctor's pushing on you. Your doctors are basically, they're basically drug pushers these days. They're professional drug dealers, and the cartel is Big Pharma. Okay. They're the fucking street drug pusher, and Big Pharma is the big drug cartel. Like that, unfortunately, is where we're at in this society. So you got to take control of your own health. You got to do your own research for half this shit now. You got to read some books on some of this stuff. You got to swap notes with guys in the beer club or wherever, whatever men's group. Okay, Lee says June 14th through the 20th, he's going to be doing gigs in Chicago. If you guys are up in Chicago, go get tickets to see Lee Cross. He's fucking hilarious, okay? Nurse Chick says, when all you get is chicken and broccoli, Fruity Pebbles are is that goat greatest of all time? Okay. All right, guys, that's all I got for this episode. I hope you guys got some value out of it. Maybe, you know, some of this stuff you might want to start taking. Definitely do your own research on some of this stuff, right? Especially the vitamin D3 thing. But you'll find there's so many videos out there of gym bros that have tried it since that original video, and they're all seeing results. So there's something to be said about this, okay? But like I said, the smart way of doing that is order your own blood panel, okay? Test it before you start taking it. Take it for like 90 days and see how you feel too, right? A lot of that is seeing how you feel, seeing how your body's responding to it. If you're feeling sick or whatever, taking any of these supplements, stop taking the shit, okay? But yeah, and then after 90 days of doing the D3 thing, get your blood tested again, see if it was effective or not, okay? Do your own fucking science for some of this shit, okay? All right, guys, that's all I got for this episode. If you haven't done so already, please like, subscribe, hit those notifications. Thanks to everybody that sounded off in the live chat today. I appreciate you. Nobody's saying super chats today, guys. What gives? Okay, it's not too late. And remember, I did get demonetized on Facebook. So head on over here and help a brother out. Head on over to YouTube and support the show. Follow me on social media. The links are in the description. Get on the email list, list.comeonmanpod.com. I'll send you some free stickers. If you don't want the stickers, just put don't want stickers in the address field. But you also get 20 dating app openers, and you get a free chapter of my book, Everything I Wish I Knew When I Was 18. And like I said before, if you guys have an Audible subscription, use your next credit on my book, okay? RP Thor did the narration for that. The dating course is 50% off for the entire month of May. So go to dates.comeonmanpod.com and use code MAY50 at checkout and save half and get it. There's only 15 days left or so in the month. No, 16 days left in the month to use that coupon, okay? And then, guys, do join the beer club. It's a good place to swap notes about stuff like this, talk about whatever. We have a guy in there right now that's going through No More Mr. Nice Guy, and he's going through the exercises in No More Mr. Nice Guy. Did you know there was exercises, breaking free exercises? And so he's using, Dr. Robert Glover recommends getting into a men's group. So this is a men's group. So you can do the exercises and go follow along and share with the group and stuff like that. It's a safe space to do that. All right. It's only $10 a month too. All right, guys, that's all I got. Oh, we do have a $1.99 super chat. Thank you so much. Facebook can get bent. I'm going to give him this one.
There he is. Biggest swinging dick in the West.
Yes, the biggest swinging dick in the West. Thank you so much, man. All right, guys, we will see you. So Friday's episode's pre-recorded. My 3% brother Taylor returns. We're going to be talking about how to act on a first date. So if you guys, I've had a lot of people ask me about that. Like, what? How do you lead a conversation? Like, what do you say? Like, what should I be doing with my hands? Right? Like, I don't know what to do with my hands and shit. Like, we talk about all that kind of stuff, right? How to really make a good impression on a first date and knock it out of the park. So tune into that on Friday. It's pre-recorded. I'm going to be off seeing RP Thor. So check that out. And then we'll see you guys live again on probably on Rule Zero. But I'm probably going to be at Thor's house doing Rule Zero and Dragon Ship this weekend. So hopefully we'll see you guys there. Otherwise, we'll see you live again next Monday, where we're going to continue the Book of Puck series.
This has been the Come On Man podcast. Now, go out and get it.